This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear in His book that those who are oppressive will face His judgment subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ Allah says, never think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressive people do. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ Rather, He only delays them for a day in which their eyes will be staring in horror. مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ Racing ahead, Allah describes them. Their heads will be raised up and their glance will not come back to them and their hearts will be void. Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ That indeed the one that is unjust, that is oppressive, will never succeed. No matter how many rights they have taken, or wealth they have stolen, or land they have usurped, the oppressive and the unjust can never be successful. And our Prophet ﷺ warning at us about injustices, he tells us, اتَّقُوا الظُّلْمَ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ He said, fear oppression because oppression will be many forms on the Day of Judgment. Every oppression, every ظُلْم leads to more ظُلْم, more oppression, more evil. Until eventually, ظلمات, darkness that the person is in. And our Prophet ﷺ reminds us as well, المسلمون تتكافأ دماءهم. The blood of the Muslim is equal. Just as it is important to support the oppressed person near you or close to you, the Muslim who is far away from you also deserves your support. We gather today, and it is a time of immense and unprecedented pain and grief, especially in our ummah. This pain and grief and frustration and helplessness that we feel right now, we probably haven't felt in an entire generation, if not more. We feel helpless, unable to support and to help our brothers and sisters in Palestine who have been left abandoned by the entire world. Our Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطِفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ He said, the example of the believers in their mutual love, in their affection, and their feeling of fellowship between each other is the example of being one body. When the limbs of the body aches in pain, the rest of the body feels that pain and suffers sleeplessness and fever because of it. If you are a true believer, you have been feeling ill. If you are a true believer, you've been feeling like you are in a spiritual fever due to what is happening to our brothers and our sisters with no way to help them or aid them. We love our Palestinian brothers and sisters. And their pain and their anguish is our pain and our anguish. We've also felt upset and ill at the double standards of the world powers, including that of our own country. We have felt sickened by their double standards, their hypocrisy, and their selective outrage. This is a country which on the one hand seeks to rectify, to find reconciliation for all the injustices perpetrated against the indigenous people of this land, who were killed, and ethnically cleansed, and experienced a genocide, and driven from their homes, and had their land stolen. On one hand, they are seeking reconciliation with the indigenous people of this country. And on the other hand, they are throwing our brothers and sisters in Palestine under the bus. The same country that is sending billions of dollars to Ukraine so that they can fight against another country which is annexing their land, which does not even see Ukrainians as being a nation or a people. And on the other hand, they support the annexation of Palestinian land by force, by a force that does not even see the Palestinian people as being a real people. They deny the existence of there even being something called a Palestinian people. We see the sheer hypocrisy of countries like France and the United Kingdom, who present themselves as defenders of free speech. We must defend free speech no matter what. Even when our Prophet is insulted, we must defend free speech. Even when Muslims are dehumanized, we have to defend free speech. These same countries are now seeking to criminalize any protest in support of the Palestinian people, even carrying the Palestinian flag. We see their selective outrage. We see their selective outrage when they show it with all detail, the suffering and the hurt of Israelis. Yet they never mention the overwhelming suffering of Palestinians. Not just their suffering in the span of one day, but their suffering for decades upon decades. And they tell you this is all because of Hamas. In order to justify war crimes that are happening presently, like the carpet bombing of entire neighborhoods in Gaza, like dropping white phosphorus, which burns people's skin and has very lasting effects. And it is a war crime to drop it in highly populated areas, and they are doing just that. But they don't tell you about the settler pogroms happening in the West Bank, routinely, where there is no Hamas in the West Bank. And these settler groups will kill Palestinians. Just today, they shot an unarmed Palestinian man, point blank, for no reason. They don't talk about how the West Bank is broken up into ghettos, where they control even the sidewalk that a Palestinian can walk on, or not be allowed to walk on. They don't tell you about the thousands of Palestinians, including children, that are detained under military order without charge, held for decades upon decades. There's no Hamas in the West Bank. Yet they will brazenly tell you the only reason Palestinians suffer is because of Hamas. They don't tell you about the blockading of Gaza, where relief and aid efforts have been shot at, where water and food that belongs to the people of Gaza is diverted away to settler communities. They don't tell you that the majority of Gaza, over 50%, more than 1 million people in Gaza, are children. And they don't tell you the reason that most of Gaza are children is because the life expectancy is so low, because they are denied food and water and medical aid. If we say, listen, we agree with you. Killing children is horrible. We should condemn anyone who kills children, including when Palestinian children are detained indefinitely or killed, or even burned alive inside of their homes. Suddenly they want to change the subject. We wonder, why are Palestinians treated so inhumanely? Why is every aspect of their lives controlled and then subjected to abuse and humiliation? Why does the world close its eyes to these atrocities that happen every day? And not just close its eyes to it, but support it with aid and funding. There's an important verse in the Quran for us to reflect on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ أَنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, amongst the people of the book are those that if you were to entrust them with qintar, a great amount of wealth, of gold, they would give it back to you. They are trustworthy. وَمِنْهُمْ But amongst them are those that if you were to entrust them with a dinar, with a silver coin that's not worth that much, they would not give it back to you unless you called upon it over and over and over again. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. This is because they say, there is no blame upon us in how we deal with the unlettered people, meaning the Arabs. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they speak lies about Allah while they know. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. This verse is powerful. Because this verse reminds us, do not generalize. There are, in fact, good people who are from the people of the book. There are good Christians and good Jews. If you were to entrust them with something important, they would fulfill that entrustment. But this verse also informs us that amongst them is a mentality. Amongst them are those who believe that they are correct to take the money of others, to take the money of the Arabs, because they see them as primitive, as barbaric, as less than human. In the tafsir, it said that they would say, لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا حَرَجْ فِي أَمْوَالِ الْعَرَبِ قَدْ أَحَلَّهَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. They would say, in Medina, they would say, there's no problem with us taking the wealth of the Arabs. Allah has made it halal to us. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. They're lying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam As-Sa'di explaining this verse, he says, Allah is saying that there are good people from the people of the book who are very trustworthy. But there are those who are deceitful, and they justify their actions by saying, these Arabs are primitive, they are beneath us, and so we can take what we want from them. This mentality is not only historic, it is present. And increasingly this mentality is in power. They may not utter the words, but in their actions they are very clear. They do not see the blood of the Palestinians as being worth anything. Even in our local media here, we see these reporters going around and they put the microphone to the faces of Palestinians or Muslims and they say, do you condemn Hamas? Do you condemn them? And those of us who are old enough, we remember a post 9/11 world where they would do the exact same thing. The reporters shove the microphone in your face and they say, do you condemn? Do you condemn? Notice, for example, they will never ask an American and shove the microphone in his face and say, do you condemn the invasion of Iraq and the torture of Iraqis? Even if that American served in the army, even if that American was in government at the time they invaded Iraq, they would not ask them that question. Why? Because that question presumes guilt. The implication of the question from the very beginning is that you are guilty, and let us interrogate you to see whether or not you are guilty. The implication of the question is that you support killing children, and let me interrogate you from the outset. But the question also builds a bigger construct. The idea that we must unreservedly condemn the death of Israelis. We have to. So we shove the microphone in your face. You have to condemn the death of Israelis. When did they do this? When Palestinians die. When did they ask that question? When Palestinians are killed. Never. Because the implication of this question is that the blood in the lives of Palestinians are worth less than the lives in the blood of Israelis. And these narratives are not benign. They build through them policy. You build these narratives so that so-called leaders from the United States, from Canada, from the UK, from France, can now stand up and say, we will support any action that is taken. And today we see Gaza, which was a prison, now turned into an extermination camp. They tell the Gazans, you have to leave, and they bomb their only escape route. They tell them, you have to leave, and they know they can't leave. They tell them, you have to leave, knowing that if they somehow are able to leave, they're never going to be able to return back to their homes. And just today, the president of that country was asked about the citizens of Gaza. He said, those citizens should have gotten rid of Hamas. And since they didn't, they're all the same. That shows us that they see every single person in Gaza as guilty and worthy of being killed. Why? Because they do not see them as human beings. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. There's no blame on us for whatever we do to these people. But I remind you, and I remind myself, in everything there is a lesson. Yes, they will send billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine, and at the same breath, justify what is happening in Gaza. Yes, they will insult the Prophet in Islam and the Muslims, and tacitly encourage the dehumanization of Muslims, while also banning any protest that seeks to stop the destruction of Palestinians. But listen to me carefully. They are an ummah. And they see themselves as an ummah. And they will never see us as part of their ummah. And Allah made us an ummah. We should not rely upon them. Allah tells us, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعْ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians are never going to be pleased with you until you follow their ways, until you follow their beliefs and their religion. And if you know this, then you need to start thinking as an ummah. You need to start breathing as an ummah. We are not Egyptians and Pakistanis and Saudis and Bengalis. Yes, we have different languages and cultures. Yeah. We are an ummah. Based on our connection to the Book of Allah and to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, "Al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'dahu ba'da." The believer to the believer, they are like bricks in the wall reinforcing one another. We have to become that hadith. We have to live that hadith. We have to truly become brothers to each other, support each other, see each other as one. Even or especially when the oppression is severe. And in these times, it's important for us to remind ourselves, as hurt as we feel, we have to feel hope. We have to feel hope. If you've been watching what's happening with a feeling of despair, not sadness, not grief. Sadness and grief, these are things that human beings feel. This is normal. But if you've been feeling despair, it's because you haven't been thinking enough about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are depending on other people to help the oppressed, if you're thinking, what other country is going to help these people? Then of course you're going to feel despair. Because there is no country that is going to help them. But if you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you depend on Allah Azza wa Jalla, you're going to find hope. You're going to be like our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he is in a ta'if and all the doors of the dunya are closed on him. All of the world has turned its back on him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he is struck and he is hurt and he is bleeding. And the angel comes to him and says, give me permission, I will destroy the people of a ta'if. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, بَلْ أَرْجُوا أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا. He says, no, I have hope that from their offspring will come those who worship Allah alone and associate nothing in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He found hope because he is thinking about Allah Azza wa Jalla. even in the most dire of moments. Allah is worthy of our trust and our hope. He is going to give martyrdom to those who are killed. He is going to strengthen those who are oppressed. In fact, our Prophet ﷺ already said in a hadith that is a powerful premonition. He said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى الدِّينِ ظَاهِرِينَ لِعَدُوِّهِمْ قَاهِرِينَ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَوَاءِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيهُمْ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. The Prophet ﷺ said, there will remain a group from my ummah strong upon their religion, overpowering their enemies. Nothing will harm them, even those who deceive them and turn away from them and abandon them, except calamities that will happen to them. And he said, they will remain in this state until Allah's command comes, meaning until they die or until the day of judgment occurs. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ, who are these people, O Messenger of Allah? They said, أَيْنَ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, where are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, قَالَ بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ وَأَكْنَافِ بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ. He said, they are in Al-Quds around Al-Aqsa and in the places surrounding Al-Aqsa. I actually do not worry for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I am hurt for them. I grieve for them, but I don't worry for them, because the most important thing in this world is Iman, and they have Iman. I have seen even their enemies are amazed by the Iman of the people in Palestine. Instead, I worry about us. I worry about us losing faith and losing our sense of Ummah. I worry about us Muslims willing to abandon our brothers and sisters to gain a sliver of dunya. Just as you want to support the oppressed who are like you, just as you want support when you are oppressed, you have to support them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَخْذِلْ مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْتٍ يَنْتَقِدْ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوْتٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَةً. He said, there is no Muslim who betrays another Muslim in a time or in a place where their dignity is being erased. Meaning you see the dignity of another is being destroyed. Their homes are being burned. Their children are being orphaned. Their women are being widowed. You see their dignity is being eradicated. And you are capable of helping them even with a word. And you betray them. And you turn your back to them. You want to protect your status. You want to keep your money. You want to fear the enemy. إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهِ, except that Allah will betray that person in a time when that person needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ, whoever is in the need of his brother, in the service of his brother, كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَةِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly be in the support of that person. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. I know we are short on time, but I want to not conclude before mentioning a few important points. Number one, as we mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is in the aid of the person who's in the aid of his brother. So what should we be doing right now to aid and to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Number one, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah to Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah says, corruption has spread in the land and upon the seas as a result of what people have done, so that Allah may cause them to taste the consequences of some of their deeds, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah gave this ummah victory in Palestine twice. Once with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and once with Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala. Both of them are deeply religious and connected to Allah, and both were people of justice, that even their enemies had to marvel at how noble they are. We will not have victory until we can follow these examples. And in order to do so, we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn away from our sins. Accept the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as our way. And I want to mention something. Because there are people even in our city going around saying, we're afraid of what's going to happen to us. We're afraid these Muslims are going to attack us. It is natural to feel angry at what is happening. It is normal to feel anger at what is happening. But the anger has to be channeled in ways that are productive and that are according to the Quran and Sunnah and the example of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, the anger is selfish. Somebody wants to go hit someone, random person in Canada, you want to go fight them, you want to deface buildings or things like that. Selfish anger, that's about you and your ego. That's not taking your anger and using it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with His religion. Number two, we have to advocate. We have the ability to speak in this country, in other countries, Muslims don't have the ability to move their tongues. There are countries in the world I was watching on YouTube to hear the khutbahs of other khatibs in the world. Some countries, not a single khutbah even mentioned our brothers and sisters in Palestine. They don't have the freedom to even talk. You have the ability to talk. You can pick up a phone and call your political leaders or send them a letter. You have resources from NCCM or Justice for All Canada that you can use to talk to MPs and politicians and say, what's going on? What are you doing? How are you allowing this to happen right now? You can call the media and say, why are you not showing the pain and the suffering of Palestinians? Number three, you need to educate yourself and others. You need to tell people about what's happening. Use social media to talk about what's taking place. Share posts from human rights organizations that are talking about the plight of Palestinian people. You don't have to get into arguments. Just post this stuff. Get it out there. You can do this and more. And finally, and most importantly, to make dua. To make dua for our brothers and sisters. Dua is the weapon of the believer, as our Prophet ﷺ said. We do not know which dua will unlock the assistance and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our Prophet ﷺ in times like these would pray qunut and nawazil. Like he did after Bi'r al-Ma'una. Where he would pray during every prayer in the last raka'ah after ruku'ah when he would stand up. He would make dua for the people who are oppressed. And he did it for 30 days straight after Ma'una. We should do the same in our prayers. You're at home, even praying Dhuhr, praying Asr, you stand up and you make dua for the people of Palestine. Dua is important. It's a ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua for the people of Palestine. And don't forget as well the people of Morocco and Libya and Afghanistan and all these countries who have been oppressed as well. Again, we have to think like we are an ummah. And live like we are an ummah. And even in our prayers, this needs to be reflected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from every evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support their orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn the weapons of their enemies away from them. Ameen. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار وصلي عليه ربنا ما تدوع مسك وفاح صلي عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا مبتلا إلا عافيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها برحمتك أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم أحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون عبد الله قم الصلاة.